outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
You've never once helped a little lady in the kitchen. You've never assisted her with the grocery shopping. But for some reason, when it comes to grilling slabs of flesh over an open fire, it's suddenly a man's job.
You love to handle your
You know precisely how long it takes to cook every variety of meat. A steak, one beer. Brisket, three. An entire suckling pig, can you say keg?
You're both getting marinated.
When the meat is fully cooked, you're half baked.
Try not to pass out in the fire. Yeah.
So the next time you're wiping barbecue sauce off every one of your appendages, be sure to thank the guy in the Kiss the Cook apron, passed out in the chaise lounge, Mr. Backyard Barbecuer, a real American hero.
Mr. Backyard Barbecuer.
Don't look now, I think the deck is on fire.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday, October 14. We're back in the studio after a day off. Well, I didn't feel like getting up in the morning.
It's alive, Sam.
I was way too tired.
It's alive.
Yeah. I know. I need to get used to that, you know?
Not getting up or what?
Yeah, or getting up in the morning. I still haven't gotten used to it. It's tough.
Yeah, I've had a few days recently where the waking up part never kicked in.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was awake.
Right.
But I wasn't
but
there.
Really
and
awake,
and I'm a morning person generally, so just this feeling of like... And I feel like I'm underwater and people are talking to me and it's like fish talking to you, whatever that would sound like. You know, just
fish
finding
talking
it,
to
finding
you.
Nemo.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyway.
So what did you do? Did you enjoy your day off yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I got a lot done. What did I get done? I don't know. Who cares? But yeah, I had a show last night.
Oh, you did?
It was taped at the Ice House. It was
you forgot to tell me.
I didn't, actually. I told you guys on the air.
Yeah, but
thanks,
you know, I don't remember.
That's okay. The one I really want...
I never remember
the one
shit,
I really
man.
Want... The one I'm holding you to... The one I am holding you to to come is this... Is the 28th.
Okay.
And
you'll
I'll remind you, like, several times.
Remind me.
Yeah, no, okay. It was a taping for something called Comedy Time.
Mm-hmm.
And they upload it and people can download it on their phones or whatever. Anyway, and it was right before the Latino night... So it was an all Latino crowd.
Uh-huh.
Can I just tell you, that's my new favorite people. It used to be black people. I think it's either even with Latino or it's Latino audiences. I can't figure it out now.
Yeah. What's good about that?
They friggin' loved me, and they're so cool. They're so laid back, and they're just, like, having a blast. And, you know, and I'm a ham, so if somebody gives me a little attention, I won't, like, leave. You know?
That's true.
If you keep chasing
them like a puppy.
It's like having food out with a dog. It's like you got to put the food up, but if there's, like, even a scent of you know, a morsel, I'm there. So they just were giving me so much woo, and I was like, I could keep doing this all day. Like, I didn't want to get off the stage, right? The light came on. I was like, I'll get to it in a second. Anyway, no, they were so much fun at the Ice House, the Latino night. I think it is called just Latino night. But fun, had their girlfriend still catcalling and stuff. But here's a note that I got.
You got a note?
Well, because it was taped, we had to do a really, really tight set, and it needed to be a certain format, everything. So I made sure to kind of keep it within the boundaries, and I'm a clean comic, so I don't do anything dirty. However, I was told that, you know, it's just too sexy for them to upload it and use some of the footage. I was like, what?
You're too sexy?
I mean, I know I'm sexy, but
yeah.
It's like I'm making fun of the sexuality, but I guess... it's still too much. Mm. I don't know. I think it's kind of obscure, mm-hmm. but they want it really, I guess, really squeaky clean. I don't friggin' know.
Mm.
So they told me that. I was like, okay, well, thank you, mm-hmm. but okay. What do you do with that?
That's,
you know,
the way it is. Yeah.
It's my lot in life, guys. I'm just so sexy, so oppressed, okay, sexy.
And loves attention.
And I love attention. I love Latinos. Hey. Really good. That was a really fun night, though. But then I had to rush to my friend's house. She left today, to go out of town, and I babysitting her kid.
Oh, how
so
cool.
I'm watching all these shows I didn't know anything about. One's called Yo Gabba Gabba. I know the songs to that. Blue's Clues.
Uh-huh.
You know, Dora the Explorer and stuff. And you know, she really just wants her mom, and I'm trying to pretend like I'm her mom, and she knows she knows it's not right.
Yeah.
She knows it's not right.
Did she know you before? I mean,
yeah, they call me Aunt. She calls me Aunt Carol.
Oh, okay, good.
But it's still, it's not the mom. It's
not
the mom thing.
No, of course it's not mom.
But I was supposed to, like, get up with her kid and give her a bottle and do all this kind of stuff, and I kind of, it was like 5 a.m. or 6 or something, and I heard her crying, and I was like, her husband can deal with it. So I really did lay on the couch and just still sleep, and I knew he was going to get up.
Yeah.
I can't do it, guys. I just can't, you know. She wasn't crying that bad. I was like, let's wait till she really hits a high note.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad got up and took care of it, and this morning I kind of like, stretching. He's like, yeah, you really took, he's like, way to get up with the baby. This is why I spend the night, because I was supposed to be getting up with her kid. I was like, look, Matt, just give me a cup of coffee, okay? Because he had to go to work, but he did everything. And then he just handed me to her. She had already eaten everything.
What are you going to do?
I'm there for 2 days.
2 days?
And I work tonight, and then I'm going to be there.
And how old is this baby?
She's close to 2 years old, like 17,
so, and
18.
She still has a bottle, really?
It's not like a bottle, but it's like a cuppy. Sippy.
Oh, okay.
Don't you know this
okay.
stuff?
Yeah. No, I do. We have a 2-year old in the family.
Yeah, it's
so
not like
exactly
the nipple. Can I say nipple?
No, you can't say nipple. It's too it's too aggressive for this show. Anyway, you guys are hearing laughter in the background, and we have two special guests in the studio, and we're going to bring them in right now. We have Caroline. Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody.
And we have Casey. Good morning to you.
Hi, good morning.
And, Kira, they got here before I did, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And which is very unusual. You know, people usually walk in here a minute before the show starts.
Or don't show up. I've heard you mention that.
Or don't show up, yeah. We had two girls not showing up at the same day, you know, believe, you know.
Welcome to LA.
Yeah, there you go. You know, we're used to it by now. So, well, that's cool. So, Caroline, are you originally from LA?
No, of course not. Would I just say welcome to LA and diss people for not showing up?
Nobody's from
LA. No, I am from New York City.
Really?
Yes.
It seems like half of New York City is here now. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I guess in a way. I mean, this is the show business capital, so writers, directors, actors come out here if they want to make film and TV, because there isn't that much of it.
And there's a lot of them in New York, obviously.
Not as much as here, obviously. That's why we come.
I see. Yeah. Okay, so now we have New Yorkers here, too. And so did you like New York? I mean,
I loved it.
Yeah,
absolutely loved it.
That's where you grew up and everything?
No, I grew up in New Jersey, but I moved to New York when I was 18.
Oh, I see.
So
okay.
I call myself a New Yorker.
I see.
Who wants to call themselves a Jersey?
Who wants to be
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
It's really bad. Look at the Jersey Housewives.
Yeah, like the Jersey Housewives, Jersey Shore, the Jersey Phenomena, Jersey-licious.
It's embarrassing.
Jersey Town, all this stuff is going on Jersey style now. And what do you think about it? It's kind of like this proud, tacky kind of thing. What do you think?
No, it's embarrassing.
Is it really?
Are you kidding me?
It's okay. I'm from Texas, I'm from Texas, so, you know, there's jokes for days. Do you have running water, your own teeth, all that stuff? So.
You know what? It's so bad, I can't defend it. Because it does exist out there. There is Tony Soprano's out there, and I at one point didn't live that far from the Soprano area.
Really?
Of course. But I mean, what is not embarrassing about Snooki or the Jersey Housewives, catfight, pulling hair? I mean, hello.
Are you able to laugh at it and enjoy it like the rest of us do in a really sickly way, or do you find it like so?
Oh, please. When the Jersey Housewives were on, I was taping it. I say tape. I'm so old. DVR.
So when you, what do you think about, like, you know, the that franchise and the Real Housewives, and is that really indicative, you think, of a lot of women out there? Or do you think that's like kind of an exaggerated view? Some of the women are like that.
Well, first of all, they're picking women that make a certain, or their husbands make a certain income, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and of course they're taking an extreme. They're not going to interview someone from the show who is quiet and demure and, you know,
right.
It's outward personality.
But do quiet and demure women exist in Jersey?
Yes, of course they do.
Okay, just checking.
My family has some of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had to get like typical people of New Jersey. They
that's what he's saying. See, this is why I don't tell anybody I'm from Jersey.
Well, you're in the hot seat right now.
Let's say the stereotype, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say the stereotype of New Jersey.
But, you know, and then some people don't realize, like, Jacqueline Onassis Kennedy had an estate there. There's some beautiful, beautiful parts of Jersey. Horse country's out there.
I know.
Really nice, and people don't talk like that. And
I know. New Jersey gets some bad rap.
They don't talk like that. Yeah. Did you
but
ever,
some of them do talk that
did
way.
Did you ever? Because you don't have that accent.
No.
You don't? No.
No.
You never had it, or you just chose not to?
I didn't grow up that way.
Yeah.
Is it a way of growing up?
She's not a soprano.
Is it exactly.
Yeah. Is it like Italian thing?
Well, you know, it's funny because you watch something like Jersey Shore or The Housewives, and it's, you know, Jersey is a diverse state, just like California is, just like New York State is,
right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not...
No, I mean, there's a certain element that is like that, and there's a certain element that is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I grew up in Texas, so I mean, you know...
Like, I've never been to Texas, but I mean, it's one of the biggest states in the country. I imagine people are really diverse throughout the whole state.
It's very diverse. But, you know, anytime you move somewhere, people want to... They ask about what all they know or what they've seen.
Yeah.
It doesn't offend me. I think it's entertaining, though, because everybody's got their thing. Like, if you know, they're just going to... It just exposes ignorance, but it's also funny.
Yeah.
Of course.
So, Casey, where are you originally from?
Hi. I'm originally a Southern Cali girl.
Oh, really? So
yeah.
You grew up here.
Born and raised.
Redondo, you see, now that's
California,
unusual.
L.A.
It's more common to have a New Yorker here than to have somebody who was
really?
Born here.
Really? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, I felt like I had to go to another state this morning because I had to do the commute from Redondo Beach.
Wow. Uh-huh. That's a long commute.
And yeah. It was just like, felt like an... It was longer than an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's awful.
I felt like I was in a train, you know, going 1 mile an hour. I just had my own
box
car.
That's terrible. Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for making all the way. I mean, you know, hopefully it'll be worth it for you.
Oh, it's
definitely worth it. You'll have fun, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was early.
Yeah.
And she was early, too.
Yeah, we were both out there.
You were both early.
Chit-chatting.
Yeah. Very unusual for LA.
Where are you from, Sam? Because that accent doesn't sound...
I'm from Israel.
Ah, Israel. I was there a couple times.
It's not a California accent.
No, it's not.
But I've been here long enough, you'd think I'd lose the accent by now, huh?
When did you come?
And I came at 16, you know, so it's still like an early age. But I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, I'll just keep it the way it is and that's it.
Do you go back?
Yeah. Yeah, I go back. I was just there when, Kira? In June, right? July? Mm-hmm. June, July, I was there.
He was there, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you speak other languages.
Do they think
I
you
love
have...
the sound of Hebrew.
Do you really?
Yeah, I was in Israel twice.
Really?
Last time was 2006.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you have fun there?
Yeah,
I did.
It's
an amazing place, huh?
It is. Yeah. For many reasons, it is an amazing place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not every day that you sit at the beach and then some dude in a uniform with a machine gun sits down next to you. Like, whoa, I'm just putting my flip-flops on.
And they love blonde tourists, too.
But it was great experience.
Great.
Yeah.
Do they think you have an accent over there when you go back?
I don't speak much English there, so I don't know. But
no, I mean,
they probably
even Hebrew,
don't.
Like when you speak
no,
Hebrew.
No, in Hebrew I don't have any accent. No,
oh,
it's
really?
It's my mother tongue, you know.
Well, you're
yeah.
It's not your mother's tongue.
Yeah,
not
it's
my
tongue.
Mother's.
Okay.
It's my mother
it's
tongue.
Your mother's tongue.
Wow, now I know what the show's all
yeah.
about.
Yeah, nipples and mother's tongues.
Yeah.
Oh, buckle up.
Do you know what a mother tongue is?
I do, but I was making a joke, Sam.
It's not funny. You know, your jokes haven't been funny
lately.
They
are funny. Everybody else is laughing.
You're the only one who laughs. Yeah.
You're the
Casey,
only one
Casey, what about
upset.
You? Have you traveled? Have you been outside California?
You know what? I've been working my butt off since I was like 16.
Really?
Yeah, working like multiple activities, always involved. So the only travel I got to do was with work.
Mm-hmm.
So I might travel to... let's see, Sacramento or Las Vegas, or I did travel to Texas one time with MonsterDiversity.com, but it's an isolated event, you know. I don't really get to enjoy where I go.
Right.
I'm just there for business.
So you have a very involved life. You don't have time for travel.
Yeah, not yet.
What do you do?
What do I do? I do everything.
Well, what's the thing that's making you travel with this thing?
Well, it's just a lifestyle. I graduated USC Business Administration with emphasis in entrepreneurship.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, that's a
USC.
Good school.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay.
It's a great school.
So you must be a smart cookie there, right?
Yeah.
I would say she could have told you that Wales is a country.
Well, we should have had geography lesson prior to the show last week that we... No, but real quick, so you went there, but what's this thing you said you travel in the monster thing?
MonsterDiversity.com. I was an advisor to high school kids to help them figure out a career plan before they graduate.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
And it was, you know, a nonprofit type of operation gig, you know, event. And so I really just always gave back with the YMCA. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get myself involved with anything I can help people. Mm-hmm. And I was graduating USC at the time, and it mm-hmm. just seemed like, wow, I could help myself and help these other people at the same time. Mm-hmm. And that was kind of my ultimate goal from graduating the entrepreneurship program at USC, was to go into the business of helping other women. I mean, I like to help everyone, mm-hmm. honestly. It's not male, you know, male, female thing. It's just that I think that we definitely need a greater presence of women in the entrepreneurship field, mm-hmm. because you're not just an entrepreneur if you start a business. You could be an intrapreneur. Mm. You could be using your entrepreneurial skills to apply yourself to another company to transform it. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what we're going to see today, is a lot of innovation. You know, people in the 20, 25 generation helping older companies really come together and see a new brand, a version 2.0, something mm-hmm. that is a more interactive brand.
Yeah, because people are stuck in the past, a lot of businesses
and stuff. Yeah, a lot of businesses, especially property management, which I kind of know a lot about.
Really?
Yeah, it's
sounds
not something
exciting.
I want to admit to, but it's one of those things that comes with great stories, like being 25 in Beverly Hills, renting a 22-unit apartment building.
Wow.
The owner was Israeli.
Really?
Yes,
Israeli.
Yes. Yeah, or Israeli.
Yeah, Israeli.
Israeli.
it's like alien.
Yeah, it's like everyone.
You know, she's sort of
like an alien. Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me.
That's funny.
Oh, man. You know, it's a SoCal girl starting to come out a little bit. You know, we don't get the best best feed of politics out here. You know, we'd rather be out in the sun listening to music and coming out with our creative ideas.
Yeah.
So
your landlord is Israeli?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, she's Israeli. She's not spending most of the time in the country,
which
is making it hard for us, because she's sending her family members and people that are saying that they're her family members to run this place. We're the fifth property management company to come on site.
Uh-huh.
But I have this can-do attitude. I'm like, I can go in there. I'm from community association management. If I can make board of directors do something and move forward, I could make this one owner. No. It's different when you cross over to the for-profit side rather than the non-profit side, because you're no longer really paying attention to liability. All you're doing is paying attention to your pocket, you know, and what's in it and what's not.
Right.
And that's the first mistake in entrepreneurship, is not paying yourself first, because you get emotionally attached to your profits and you can't see straight after that. So if you're up 1 month, down 1 month, all of a sudden you're cutting everybody else's pay, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
You know, so if people would just pay themselves first, you know, work yourself a budget.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hear that, Kira? Pay yourself first.
Pay yourself first, then.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So it's cool. So you decided to get into business and things like that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So the entrepreneurship is what has taken me everywhere. Because when I graduated, I was doing this. We were going to restore the Four Oaks restaurant in Bel Air. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar. Right up Beverly Glen.
Not familiar.
You guys are right on Ventura and Beverly Glen.
I know.
Well, I used to work up there, but where is it? Is it off of that, like,
right on Beverly Glen, like the only restaurant, two-story, huge.
It's Beverly Glen, and they call it the Glen. It's like that little shopping center area.
A little bit south.
Oh, of that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
it's a gorgeous place.
Little lights and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's been closed for a really long time. But what's sad is that it historically is one of the first restaurants in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Wells Fargo Station used to stop there. It used to be a speakeasy. But and we were going to reopen it and give it back to the community of Beverly Glen. But mm-hmm. this was happening 2007 summer. So that's when all the investors started pulling their money out of real estate. Mm-hmm. It was like they were slowing down, getting ready for the depression, and then they're going to go buy everything. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So
do you have your own company? I mean,
I am more of a one-woman business who mm-hmm. has not incorporated myself yet, because I've been applying myself to other companies.
Yeah, what's the rush in incorporating?
Because I feel like I'm just going to start paying, you know, taxes on those companies and all that stuff. Right now, I'm 25. Mm-hmm. I am, you know, paving the ground, trying to make connections. Mm-hmm. And I do it through service. I do it through jobs, work of all kind, trade show hosting. You know, today I have an interview actually right after this for a production coordinator for a movie.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you just got to keep doing whatever you're good at doing. And if you're in the zone, you'll attract it. But if you let your mind go places, mm-hmm. you're never going to go where you need to go.
Right.
And so I've just been, you know, focusing and honing in on who I am and what I have to contribute and taking it to the next step with my skills and my talents, rather than sitting there working for a corporation at 25, getting ready to be laid off, right? Because that's what happened to all my friends. They got, oh, you're making $60,000, $70,000, $85,000 out of college? Great. Mm-hmm. Guess what? 2 years later, you're on unemployment.
Really?
You're sitting right where I am.
Yeah.
But because I've been trying to reach out to the network, I've made so many connections that that my network has been the one thing that's kept me afloat in this economy.
Yeah.
And so that's
you sound very busy. Do you have time for romance at all?
Actually, that's funny.
Now we're getting down to the
Let's get down to the dirty stuff.
Sounds like, great college life. You're smart.
How often do you get naked?
Business, apartments,
he's like,
landlords.
Yeah, when does a boyfriend or boys kick in? I need some stories.
Okay.
So do you find time for romance?
Of course, I have to.
You have to, huh?
You have to.
Women can't go without a guy.
No, that's not correction. True. No, I've gone 9 months for sure without in my life.
That's
a long time at 25.
Well, and it's not even that. It's that men find you. I mean, it's not even like I'm not sitting out there with a for sale sign. But I got hit on at Starbucks with no makeup on.
Wow.
And that shit throws me off
the
guard.
The horror.
It throws me off guard. I'm like, really? What's going on here? And super hot guy. And I was like, okay, well, let's roll with this shit. Let's just roll. Hey, what's up? So my point is like, you know, you never even know it. I have friends that they say they're more approachable even when they're like dressed down and they don't have the makeup on. It's almost like sometimes they're more accessible. So guys are just always, they're always there.
Mm-hmm.
They're always
That's true. That's true.
You know,
there's always hunters running around.
They
right?
are. They got their
circling.
They got their nets ready.
Oh, yeah. That's all they do is they're waiting.
I think the women are with the nets more than the guys.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Of course.
What do you mean by that?
Net. Let me grab the guy. Let me see how much money he's got. I want to be taken care of. We all suffer from
that. That's
the
old way of thinking.
But it's not old at all, actually.
We've got to change it.
It doesn't matter that we go to school and we get a great job. There's something in us as women, as a female, that we always think about the prince and the dominant role and to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely,
I mean, that's just in our
regardless
genes.
Of the bank account you make or your success,
right.
I think
that
I'm
not saying it's necessary at all.
No.
By any means.
I think it's a hardwiring for women, just like men look at fertility in women.
Exactly.
That's what a psychologist
men see
told
women
me.
And all they want to do is what can I say on
multiply.
This radio show?
You can say
multiply.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
I don't know if they
reproduce.
Want to multiply. They just want to stick it. You know what I'm saying?
They do. Like, they do. Make a deposit.
They don't want to deal with what happens.
All
nine
they
want to
do
no,
is
but honestly, what drives that sexuality is procreation. So even they want to even if they want to strap on a raincoat or they want to you know
their
whatever.
Their genes really just want to.
They really
blend with
it's
yours.
Really biological. So I'm not just but a big drive of it is. You know, that's why men are generally attracted to that certain body type that's boom, boom, and boom.
Yeah.
You know, it's because it represents fertility. So even though they may be like, damn, I don't want to have kids, their body wants to. You know what I mean? And just like women, I have enough money. I'm a bazillionaire, but I still need to be with a man who's a protector and a provider.
Of course. Does a bazillionaire woman want to be with, all right, I'm sorry, please, any truck drivers listening, I am not. What you do, we need you. Okay, but I'm talking about their salary, right? You don't need major education.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you really want that? No, we want someone, as far as we're talking about education or money, that is at where we are or has surpassed
right.
us.
Right. Do you think that sets you up, though, for disappointment? Like maybe you're setting your expectations too high.
It could, sure.
Yeah.
I think Disney figured out that equation a long time ago. You know, we have all the stories like Cinderella. Like, we're setting ourselves up at a young age to look for Prince Charming mm-hmm. on a horse, riding in, who has his own castle.
Right.
You know, like... Uh-huh.
And who's a great kisser.
Yeah, right? I always tell people, I'm like, the reason why I like a guy in a uniform is because it tells me he's employed. You know?
That's funny.
Like,
that's
it could be a janitor uniform. But yeah. you know what? Add a couple patches to it. It could be a, you know,
it could
sheriff.
Be it could General be, Petraeus.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here you go.
I always make a joke like...
Captain Cleaner.
You know when those older gentlemen, because I do like older men, but you know
oh,
when...
Yeah.
But I'm talking like older than I normally like to. They come in, they kind
really?
Of... I'm
like
not
the
saying,
one with no, grandkids?
Yeah, I'm not saying I date him, but I'm just saying, okay. Let me hear me out. So he comes in, let's say, to a coffee shop. He's got his little shirt all starched and tucked in, and he's got his little shaved little whatever, you know, trying to look young goatee, but he's really pushing whatever age, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a... And it's a starched shirt, and there's a waft of cologne, and it's got kind of like
the
a...
Right smell.
It's got this scent that's like a little older... Still fresh and clean. And
mothball scent?
No, no, okay. no, no. It's not crunchy.
No, it's body
it's
hormonal.
No,
sweat
it's a certain cologne,
right?
kind of like a Stetson vibe.
Okay.
Where it's like
it Old Spice.
It's got Old Spice vibe. Where it's like,
Spice,
I pay
yeah.
my bills on time. It sounds like it smells
wow.
like a man like cigarish that's and I'm not
he
saying that's what I want.
On time.
I'm not saying that's what I want, but there's something about the cologne factor where I can
that's
go, oh, he's
you
trying
can tell
to
by
just
smell.
He's just fresh out of high school, or he's fresh out of college, or he's just
yeah.
he's just going to have a couple beers,
or, he
or
can't
he's
afford
a little
it.
Bit of a he's a young professional, or oh, he's you know he pays
doesn't
his bills
bathe.
On time smell.
I
can smell it. I can
Sam.
Smell it.
So that's the top of the list is guys that pay their bills, pretty much. I guess that makes sense. You
I
know?
Mean, sure. I'm making
but,
it a joke, but I mean, yeah, you definitely
want
to be with somebody.
What about if a guy is like unemployed? I mean, because of the economy and everything, are you gonna write him off?
No.
So, uniform, no uniform, you'll take them.
She's an equal opportunity.
I am an equal opportunity. Yeah. Well, not right now, though.
What I say, though, to people is that it's not about necessarily what you've done or whatever. It's like where you're going and it's ambition and it's dreams and it's drive. It's not like, because you can be with somebody that has a stable job, but they don't like their
yeah.
job. They bitch all the time. They make good money. They're not fun to be around. That's just as unattractive to me to be with somebody that's a loser that doesn't
yeah.
have any goals.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
that's the worst of the worst.
Yeah, just yeah. It doesn't matter that they bring home a paycheck if they're not.
They're
I think you want your
inside.
Partner to inspire you on some level. So
yeah,
holding down a job is great, but if it's killing your soul and then you have to live with that soul,
like
you're like
a building of energies rather than somebody taking it away the moment you come home. Just
yeah.
because they're in such a dark hole.
Yeah.
I've been in a couple.
Well, anybody can be that. You know?
No, but there's something like
yeah, but you know, if you're in a relationship and you live together, I think that. You need to be so open that the moment people come in the door, if there's off energy, let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, whoa. Your energy's so freaking off right now. We need to have a sit down.
Yeah.
Don't you even take two more steps into my feng shui apartment. I need you to stop there. Let me get my sage. I'm going to sagebrush you and change that energy before you even enter in. Okay.
What man could not resist that?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds
change
like very
that to
attractive.
A, let's turn change it to
wouldn't
amber.
You love that?
Sam? I need your energy,
well,
amber.
This is more of something I would be saying to a woman rather than to a man conversation.
I know.
It's more of that girl talk where we kind of understand what we're talking about, and guys, you know, sometimes shut off when we start talking about weird stuff to them.
It's not weird.
Yeah.
It's just to
it's
them,
weird.
And they don't speak it.
Yeah, that's true. They don't speak that, like those vibrations. Like,
okay. All right.
You know, it's a female thing. It's like there's the boys' network out there, and there's a women's network. Mm-hmm. I just think that the women's network is very fragmented. It's very broken down. You know, we get in cat fights over guys, and we kill each other rather than the guy.
I mean, it's pathetic when I watch The Bachelor, and I usually don't, you know. But,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
sure.
No, I really don't, but because the idea is, like, so stupid, and you see these chicks,
right?
Like, you know, I mean, crying.
I don't like that,
and,
don't like that at all. But it's all reality TV is its own entertainment. It's all written, too. It's scripted as well. It's very scripted.
Yeah,
so.
But, you know, I mean, these women are, they seem desperate to me.
I think it's not natural for women to pursue and adore the man. It is natural for the man to pursue and fight and to adore the woman. And I think when you take a man and you put him in this pedestal in the prize seat and all these women fawn over him and they're fighting to get to him, I think it's like it's a real it's really defeminizing to women, and I don't. I think it's really, it's not the natural state of a woman. Like, women are to be pursued, I think, and to be kind
and
of like
on the pedestal.
Yeah,
we're the ones
but
who have babies.
But that guy on the show, he loves it.
But I think that's very. I'm sorry, it's very gay to me. It's very, very gay. Not that I'm against gay people, but I'm saying I don't want to date one. And so my point is if you're in a position where he's like, okay, now prove it. Prove it to me. Okay, do you like my teeth? You see these teeth? Are you good enough for these teeth? You know what I mean?
Is that what goes on in The Bachelor?
I'm just saying, it's like they want to be adored. And it's very typical of a lot of people in
entertainment. Well, who doesn't?
Yeah.
No, you're missing my point.
Wouldn't you want to be on that show as a bachelorette?
No, listen, you're missing my point.
Okay.
As a man, okay, to sit back and want to be pretty and people adore you. It's one thing to be affirmed.
Nobody says you want to be pretty. You just want to be attractive to
these
women.
Okay, we're not talking about... No. You're missing the point. It is not a natural position for a man to sit back.
It doesn't matter. It's a friggin' reality show.
I'm saying that's why it's uncomfortable. It's pathetic. It's pathetic for women. That's why.
It is. That's what we're trying to say.
Listen, where I'm explaining why. Whereas with women, you put a woman in the bachelorette position and the men are fighting to be the man, it makes a little more sense. Would you agree?
Yeah. No.
No, you don't. Why don't you?
I mean, we probably shouldn't support either one.
They don't act as pathetic as the women do.
In reality, totally.
No, I'm saying that it's not as pathetic because I think it falls in line a little bit more with biology is why I'm saying that. Anyway, you don't... You think
well, here's the thing. I mean, either it's the Bachelor show or the Bachelorette show. It all everybody's individual. You don't know why they're there on either party. Are they really looking for a spouse? Are they looking for celebrity? Are they looking to network? Are they looking to be on TV? Or, you know, are they looking for the next book deal? And then... No one's holding a gun to their heads. So, I mean, you know, whatever. You watch it, you don't watch it. You want to be on it, you don't want
to
be on it.
To do with their time, right? Like, they're like, well, maybe I could take off a couple weeks and just live in this house. You know, they're going to pay me. I just got to, like, embarrass myself.
Yeah.
You know, make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
Like, because think about it right now, the way the economy is, a lot of, I mean, women already had enough hard time trying to make money, you know, and now we're graduating. Like, more than men, but there's no jobs out there. Like, that's why women need, like, entrepreneurial mindset, which is kind of like a natural, to me, which is a natural male mindset, is that guys go out there, it's all about themselves. They're going to do it. They got to do that. They feel like, I'm going to go and do something with myself. Girls, I think they have this, you know, mentality that we don't have our own dreams so much. Or we push them on the side because we get really distracted. And so... I just want to have that mentality. Like, I've got a dick, and, like, I'm going to walk around. Like, I got something in my pants.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
That's
funny. Like,
except
like,
it's not yours.
Well, you're rocking some balls down
there. Well, yeah, okay. I don't want to, you know.
Well, I understand. Carry a purse. I completely understand. I think women are at a crossroads because I think that there's certain things that are more natural and then not as second nature to women as they are to men. And I think when women make some of those decisions to fully commit to their dreams or whatever, their goals, they say I do to something and I don't to other things, and there's a sacrifice made, and I think it's sometimes society doesn't support that, so you know, and you know, it isn't really easy. Like, you know, I was in a relationship, I'm kind of getting out of that relationship, and I'm kind of like, okay, I think I'm in it for the long haul. And my mom called me yesterday, who she never calls. Well, she calls like...
She never calls.
Well, she calls like once every 3 or 4 months, and she's usually loaded on Vicodin or something, which is really fun because I put her in my stand-up routine.
Oh, my God.
I told her yesterday, too. I was like, Mom, do you know you're... Like, I have people that haven't met me...
That know you.
That know my mom's voice through my friends that have done it. I told her this. She goes, you gotta be kidding me. I said, yeah, Mom, you're like a little local celebrity among friends of friends. She goes, that's ridiculous, Kara. I said, well, keep it coming. Anyway, she's like, Kara, you're freaking 28, okay? It's crazy. You're not even married yet.
Oh, my gosh.
It's ridiculous. You're not even married yet. I'm like, yeah, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't
at 28, wow, Kara, you're getting Social Security really soon.
Yeah, but I'm like,
really?
I was like, she's like, you're not even married yet, Kara. And I was like, well, Mom, you know, not all of us want to be married 7 times.
Oh.
Which she's married almost 7 times.
But no, I
just think it's funny, though. But I've had other people tell me, even just guy friends that are like, you know, this whole independent woman thing, it's a real turn off to men.
No,
and this,
that's,
well,
no.
Well, I'm just saying, I had to sit him down and go, you know what? I understand the way men work as far as what they find attractive, most of them, and how they want to be this and they want to be that.
Yeah, because they're really dominant.
Yeah, but the reality is that, you know, believe it or not, women are just humans first and foremost prior to being a female.
Yeah.
And then secondly, not every decision a woman makes in her life needs or is going to be preemptive in order to attract a man. You know what I mean? And I think that that's a lot of women are conditioned to, you know, go into career fields or do certain things that fall in line with ultimately how to attract a man. We talked about this the other day about magazines. Mm-hmm. Men's magazines are kind of like article driven and topical driven and things like that. And a lot of women's magazines are like, how to make him in bed and how to this and how to get him that and how to, oh, he stole your man. It's all, how do we do whatever to get him? You know?
Yeah,
and
it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, you know? It's kind of,
like,
it's just
that the young kids out there, because I remember reading Teen Bop. I don't know if it's still out there.
I never heard of it.
Teen Bop? Yeah. Okay.
I'm a little old for Teen Bop.
This is the JKK, like, or JKK, JTT. Like fan phase, like Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Like I don't, this is like way back when, but like Teen Bop was just like, you know, throwing all these cute little guys out there to these girls, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. at a really young age, you know, not a teenager, not 16, 17. We're talking about you're being 11. You're going from what is Betty and Archie, mm-hmm. you know, comic books to Teen Bop. Mm-hmm. Look at these guys. You know, like, oh, this guy, he's so hot, he's so cool. Like, you don't see that for the young males. You know, the 11 to 15, you know, or 11 to 12, 13.
Yeah, they
you know,
get
like
the
that's
kids.
What Playboy is for.
Yeah, they jump straight up to the Playboys.
Of course.
But think about it. It's like, you know, we just keep feeding them. Like, let's just keep giving them things to distract them. Like, nobody's actually paying attention to their own energy. They're just living out some dream that's been sold to them through television and media. Mm-hmm. And I'm tired of it. Yeah. Are you guys tired of it.
Yeah.
Like, I want people to break out free because we're all equally powerful. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody should tell you you can't go do this because of your credit. You can't go do this because of your age. You can't do this because of where you came from. Like, you can do anything as long as you figure out a dream and you stick with it, mm-hmm. and you know that it's central to who you are.
You gotta stay focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about staying focused right now.
Yeah.
Can I get back to your mom and
Please
her seven
do.
Husbands?
Okay, go for it.
So how many siblings do you have?
There's, surprisingly, and I'm pretty proud considering, you know, pushing seven husbands, four kids, but three different dads.
Okay, so only four?
Yeah, which is,
wow.
It's pretty, that I'm pretty proud of her considering, you know, this,
seven.
You know, the resume she's got
which
going.
Which number is your dad?
My dad is the second dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
so.
Do you like the current Miss? What's your mom's first name?
Lorraine.
Do you like the current Mr. Lorraine?
Oh, she's single right now, ready to mingle.
I want to meet
she's
your
mom. She's
not
done
no,
yet.
No, let me tell you. The last time I saw her, which was years ago, we went to a karaoke bar, and she was married to this dude at the time. And he's from old school North Carolina and talk like this. He said, if I win $1 million, I'm going to open me up a Dunkin' Donuts out there. He said, I'm going to open up a Dunkin' Donuts. Well, my mom got on stage to sing karaoke, and he's like, your mom was so brave. And I was like, he's really digging my mom. Either there's something wrong with him or he's, you know, I'm like, there's got to be something off with him if he's really into her, but she can land a man. I don't know how. So anyway, long story short, she ends up, and he had like, he had money. He was taking care of her. He really adored her and everything. And I was like, mom, you know, hold this one down, like, just please, because, you know, you're getting older, just lock it down. And it's one of those things, I know, just after we talked about women's rights and stuff, I'm like, mom, just, you know, because, you know, some people, they just don't have it in them, so just go with
That's
it.
Her job.
That's
it's
what,
full time,
I'm like,
man.
Just keep this one in. And she's like, Kara, I can't be with James anymore.
Oh, no.
I said, why, mom? He's good. She's like, no, Kara, he's freaking 60-something years old. Your mom is only 40-something, and I'm ready to go out. I said, Mom, like, you've done this. She's like, Kara, I'm still hot, okay? I'm still hot. I can still go. I still need to go out and do karaoke. I need to go to clubs.
But
I'm
that's
like,
cool, you know? I mean, she's still young, you know, in her mind. That's a good thing.
She's got to live it out,
yeah.
Right?
It's hard to convince a child of these things.
No, but she's, yeah. Okay, she's now 50. She's now 50.
Still so young. It really is.
I mean, but to be going out to the clubs and bars and, like, you know.
It depends. Who's at the club and the bar? I mean, you know. If they're other 50-year-olds,
I guess, like,
never
if you're at the
Lena 30.
If you're, like, at the Polo Lounge or whatever or something like that. But I don't know. I kind of – it's not –
I don't know.
Lives,
do you run into her at these bars?
No, we don't live the same.
She's in Texas, right?
Like, no, she's actually in West Virginia, even better.
Oh, wow.
But not, like, up in the hills, like, at the corner of another state.
Not
up in the mountains. But,
not that red.
But she's in this area where, you know, it's – what are we talking? Like, a old school, like, kind of smoky saloon.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? And you grab a beer. Like, you do a little karaoke and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know, if you really just want to be single, like, you know, you could have stopped at husband number three or something. You didn't have to rack up four more. Like, you
well,
know,
it was probably her old way of thinking, you know, that she's got to get married at a young age because that's where she came from.
What she started, right? 18?
Yeah, really young.
18, yeah.
Started popping out the kids. And then at some point, you're going to be like, hey, what about me? What do I want to do right now?
Yeah, but let's not glamorize this. No. Okay, this isn't just a woman that was oppressed and she got released. She got released 7 times. Okay. She had 7 times to kind of take a break and kind of figure out life, maybe
seven
get a career.
Times is pretty
maybe go out,
high.
Live the world, go explore a bit. No, she, you know, I'm not empathizing that much with her, although I find it highly entertaining.
Yeah,
and she's crazy about
now it. I totally understand your mom saying, Kara, you got to get married. What do you're an old lady at 28. Now we understand.
I get, yeah.
It's her genes.
Of course.
And I said, I would start racking up the divorces.
Yeah, well, you know, she... I don't know her deal, but I'm like, you know, nobody in my family really needs to be trying to have some relationship intervention on me, you know?
No, she really is not the one to...
Yeah. It's kind of fun, though. It doesn't bother me. It's I find it very entertaining.
It gives you stuff for your act.
Oh, my gosh. I ask her more questions. I'm like, what do you think I'm going to do, Mom? What am I going to do? I'm like, what, do you think it's going to be okay? I don't really know, Kara, but you need to start thinking about this shit. You start getting a plan. I said, but Mom, what do you think about this and this? She goes, I don't know, Kara, but seriously, get it together. Like, I just hear her.
Oh, my gosh. She gets really into it.
She does. Like, I love it.
She gets really worked up.
Hysterical. It is hysterical. Because she's not really all the way there, you know what I mean?
So, well, it doesn't sound like it, yeah.
Apparently not, no.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's so funny to me, though. I love it.
Yeah, I guess it's funny.
She wants to call. I wanted to have her. You know, you said let's have her call in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You guys
have
never done that?
A few people call in. I don't know. I didn't feel like picking it up, but maybe one of them was your mom.
Maybe it's Lorraine.
Yeah, maybe.
Call us.
Yeah. You should have picked it up.
No, we've got too many people in here anyway. I don't need to talk to anybody on the phone. Caroline.
we need another man's voice, I think.
There you go.
Yeah,
okay.
We can balance
I think
out.
It like honors the listeners when they call in. You know?
Sure, of course.
Give them a voice.
No, it is, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood. Anyway,
he's not in the mood.
Yeah. He's
you don't
the
hear that
ladies.
A lot.
You have a
really
headache.
Don't.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, not about that. You know that. Yeah. You know that. I'm always in the mood for that. Are you kidding
okay.
me?
Okay.
Sometimes too much. So tell me, Caroline.
Yes.
I mean, do you find the LA men different from New York men?
Oh wow. No. That's
no?
silly.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course. Listen, I don't, you know, at least I try not to group anybody
right.
into anything.
You don't stereotype
but no,
anybody.
I was married at a very young age, not Lorraine. She's beat me to it, but to a New Yorker.
Really? How old were you?
I was 22 when I got married.
Oh, that's not very young.
Young.
I think young.
That's
but
young.
Not
yeah,
very
that's
young.
No, that was young. That
anything,
was young.
Anything before 25 is really
Oh,
hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was great. He's a great guy. It was a great marriage. And for me, it was successful. People think divorce, it's horrible. It was a success. We were married almost 10 years.
Wow.
From 22
wow.
to that age, that's good. Yeah. Anyway, he's awesome. He's a New Yorker. And right now, I'm in a relationship with... I don't know that he would call himself L.A. Honey, are you listening? I don't want to, that's an insult to him, but he grew up in Bakersfield, which we make fun of all the time.
Yeah.
But he's in the business behind the scenes, and he's an awesome guy.
That's cool.
You know, you got a-holes,
right.
and you don't.
But what about while you were dating and stuff? I mean, did you...
Listen, this relationship I'm in now is the most serious relationship I've had since I was married,
really?
So I've had a lot of years of fun.
Right.
And I've met some real characters and some good people, too.
Yeah.
Actually, in Israel, I was dating here in L.A., an Israeli, who came here to open up a restaurant in West Hollywood. And we met, and we were in a relationship. His name is Yoram. And he went back to Israel. So I saw him when I was in Israel.
I see.
Listen,
were
I'm
you
like
in a
the
relationship
UN. I've dated
here?
All different,
yeah.
you know, it's all good.
That's
were
funny.
You in a relationship here before he went back, or...
You mean before?
Did you,
oh,
did you
no,
have
no,
a
no.
relationship?
No, we had broken up. We just stayed in
I
touch.
See, okay.
We were friends. And
I
then
see,
he went back.
Okay.
I didn't send him back, I swear. That was not me.
Yeah.
I'm not the reason he got back on the
plane. So what was it like? I mean, did you guys get along and everything?
Well, we got along, Sam, until we didn't get along. That's why it ends. Because you're not getting along.
Yeah, but you just said that your husband was a great guy.
Oh, my husband was awesome.
Right,
of course. Well, you know what? There are lots of great people, but you necessarily shouldn't be married to them.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got married at a very young age.
Same house.
And hopefully throughout your 20s, you're changing quite a lot, as I did. And my husband was older than I was by 12 years.
Mm.
And he stayed the same, which was a wonderful, great guy, but not what
you
I wanted
changed.
Anymore.
Right.
You know, and you do not want to go to bed with your brother.
I see.
When you start feeling like he's like your brother.
Yeah,
right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
You
like
know.
A roommate. Yeah.
I've been in that situation.
No, not like a roommate.
I've been in in that situation where I've loved somebody dearly and then I don't want to get down.
Yeah, you
don't. I don't know why. It's like love, 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 but I can't.
You can't. You know what? I've been in that relationship. It's. I don't know if it was like this for you, but sometimes they're trying to like push other energy on you, and it's not necessarily a natural thing.
You get that sagebrush out, girl. Like, you're not coming near me with your whang until we change that energy.
I know. I guess it's
giving it back to you.
It's just, but that's what it is for me, is like energy. Like I sense people's energy. Like some people are really horny and it fits with you, and other people are really horny and it doesn't, you know? And so you just have to find the right person that it just all kind of connects, and that you don't have that anxiety in your head. And so you don't have to feel bad, because like I'm a super sexual person and I want to do it a lot. So I don't want to end up with somebody that I love a lot.
She
right?
wants to do it a lot.
Why are you looking at me?
Sam's
well, I found one.
I want to do it a lot too, so what?
Sorry, doing my own matchmaking over
anywhere?
Here. I don't even know what your relationship status is, Sam. I'm sorry.
No, there's nothing to be sorry about. I want to have it all the time with as many people as I can.
All right.
I just don't get to. I'm very frustrated, Ben.
Yeah, go like on. I have that mentality. Aww. I just don't want to be with all different guys, and I guess it comes down to that connection. I'd rather have it with one person that I have a strong connection.
Right.
You're young yet. That will change.
Yeah. I mean, I know I'm young. I know I'm young.
Yeah.
I just, you know, at the end
so
of the day.
So how is that going to change, Caroline?
It's going to change when you get in
your 30s. Like, what, your sex drive, or what do you mean?
Okay. Again, you know, I'm only speaking for me.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm in a different age group.
I pretty much have gone the opposite, you know, where you start out normally, you go to college and you fool around, you have a ton of fun, you travel, hopefully, the world, and then you settle down. Mm-hmm. I've done the opposite.
I settle down,
sort of, in a way.
Yeah, then you have to.
As much as I can possibly settle down. And then, when I divorced,
I started playing the field. But I thought
women's sex drive was way peaks in the 30s.
Yeah. It does.
So you're saying it got, you weren't as, you progressed, or your sex drive diminished more, or you're not even...
Oh, in the 30s? No, in the 30s, I'm insatiable.
But I don't know that that's the peak. I mean, I know 40-year-old women that are very horny.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I think it just begins to rise at 30, you know what
it
I'm
just,
saying?
Listen, it just gets better. You have things to look forward to.
It does get better,
that's good,
because
I've always wondered, like, because I feel like you, like, if I go there, I'm... You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of these, you know... Ooh, 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 that kind of thing, right? And I'm like, does it get worse than this in the 30s?
No.
Meaning like more intense?
It's going to be great.
Not just the act. I'm talking about the drive.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about the drive. It's not about the act anyway. I mean, you need the drive to enjoy the act, right?
That's
so that's
got
to come first.
Yeah.
Now, again, I think, actually, if you look at statistics, it shows, anyway, in general, it's better for women as they get in their 30s. Mm. And Sam's right. In 40s, too. You're not dead when you're 40.
Right.
So,
what's the age?
And there's less games and shit. You know, you just hop into bed and then you sort
out
stuff.
You know, as an ex-married woman, marriage is hard work. Being in a relationship, you're in a or ending your relationship, you know, you have to work at it. Mm-hmm. Sam, I don't know what your situation is.
Yes,
I'm married, but...
You're married.
You know, yeah, with options, you know.
Okay. Very cool. Hey, listen, I have really good friends that have an open relationship. They're married.
Does this work?
They have a baby, and I just found out, actually, at this time last year, that they're open, meaning that she'll go off. Mm-hmm. Now, they don't bring people together, but she'll go off and do her thing with someone, and he'll go off and do that. And sometimes they don't talk about it, and sometimes they do, and it works for them. And
really?
I think that's awesome.
Wow, it is awesome.
I think it's great.
Yeah, I think it keeps a relationship going, you know?
Listen, there's relationship and then there's sex, right?
Exactly.
So let me ask you.
Yeah.
I'm 25 because you're older than me.
Right.
So, and you're getting to the point where you're ready to kind of settle down again. Kind of? No.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, she settled down.
You notice how I started to perspire a little.
Wow. Sorry, I didn't mean to give you
a hard
time.
No, you know what? You're right, though. I sort of am a little bit settled down.
Because you don't have any kids, right?
No kids at all.
Do you plan on having kids?
No.
Oh, okay. So I guess it might be a different thing, because like I always wanted to have like a lot of kids.
It's
so
got
to
be
like,
different with children.
I mean,
I can't, you know, to me, I'm talking about settle down, being married and not even necessarily married, but in a committed relationship, you live together, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kids definitely take on a totally different role, and I can understand that. And then people have a whole, you know, I have a very good friend who is unfortunately in a really unhappy marriage, has been for over 10 years. We're talking separate bedrooms.
Wow.
They have two children, and she's just staying for the kids.
Yeah.
That's her decision. I don't understand how she could do it. I wish she didn't, but I have to respect it and support her. And
what's the culture, the nationality?
No, they're Americans. Asian, they're actually both New Yorkers that live out here in L.A. Mm. Both raised in New York City, educated, come from good families.
Yeah.
Because I know I'm half Japanese and half German-Irish, Caucasian, and my mom is very, traditional Asian, kind of. Even though she's third generation, the mentality is that they have such a high level of pride that they don't want to leave that situation. You know, from a young girl's standpoint, I grew up and I was like, what the heck is going on here? It's interesting to see how this happens, how this, ends up affecting everybody in the house, children.
It's a good point. Situation. I mean, listen, I was raised with four parents. My parents were divorced before I was even a year, and both of them were remarried before I was even two.
Wow.
And they're
wow.
still with those spouses, so yeah. I've had
good.
Four.
That's yeah. good.
But
four
yeah.
parents.
Listen, it's about religion, it's about culture, it's yeah. about your own views. I'm not one that thinks that you need to be married forever. I'm not one that thinks you need to be married. I certainly am not for staying together for the children. Mm-hmm. Children know.
Yeah, I don't like to
we know everything that's going mm-hmm. on. Yeah. I don't know what your situation was when you were with your mom, but if she was unhappy with your dad, if he was still in the house, I'm sure you knew as a kid. You cannot know when there's not
right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't know. I think it's a very complicated topic, and I think that if you're not willing to, I think it takes two parties that are willing to go further than they ever thought as far as compromise and work, and I don't think most people are willing to do that.
You're right,
and
people
I think
are lazy.
I think if you're not willing to do it, then stop putting people through the misery, but because you can't just live in a dysfunctional, you can, but you shouldn't, I don't think, live dysfunctionally and put everyone through that, I think is very selfish as well.
Yeah.
Either step up to the plate, both of you, and go the mile and change and transform yourself and compromise more than you ever thought you were possibly capable of doing and get to a place hopefully that's happy and peaceful and beautiful, or tap out. And I find that you find more people that they're in that in-between spot. They're not necessarily, maybe the man doesn't want to get counseling, the woman doesn't want to this or whatever, but I don't think that relationships by design, like monogamy and marriage, I think it's the furthest thing from the word easy, and I think most people, and none of us really could ever comprehend what that decision means. If you really do want if you really do want that whole till death do us part, and we live our lives together, and hopefully in a happy place, I don't think people fathom what they're signing up for.
Yeah.
And I think that
Sam goes,
We have to go home,
Yeah. Well, anyway, she asked, so I answered. So basically, that's what I think. I think it's just by design. Most people aren't really willing or to do it. So
yeah. Okay. Well, Caroline, thank you so
you're
much for joining
welcome.
Us. You're
thanks
a lot of fun.
Thanks for having me. It
of
was
course.
Great.
And
Kara,
Casey,
I'm sorry
you're a lot
leaving.
Of fun too. Well, she has to. You got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Casey, thank you so much as well.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
And thanks for the trip. Now you have a trip back.
Yeah.
Well, make the best
no,
of it.
No, she's got an interview. Good luck.
Yeah, I've got an interview
that's
up
true,
here.
Yeah.
And then I got work in Hollywood or out of
awesome.
West Hollywood area, so
awesome.
I'm not going anywhere.
Well, you're both great and a lot of fun, and I appreciate
you.
You coming
thank
in
you guys
here.
For coming in.
It was fun.
And Kira, thank you so much, and
Hi,
we'll
Sam.
Be back here tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio Studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.